Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Police say they never gave up to get a conviction over a 1994 bombing in Adelaide that claimed the life of a WA police officer. Geoffrey Bowen died in the parcel bombing of the National Crime Authority office, and lawyer Peter Wallace was injured. Today, Dominic Perry has been found guilty. South Australia Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says it follows unrelenting efforts from investigators.
I'm relieved for the family that we've got a result that they were obviously hoping for, and I'm also hopeful that this result gives the family some ability to move forward.
The COVID vaccine rollout could be extended to a younger age bracket. Pfizer has been granted a provisional determination by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. If approved, the formula could be administered to kids from 6 months and above. There's been a slight drop in the daily COVID infection rate in WA. 5,548 new cases have been confirmed, while 7 deaths have been reported. Our hospitals are now treating 219 patients with the illness, and 11 of them are in intensive care. The free flu vaccination program has been extended until the end of next month. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson says 30% of West Aussies have received the jab so far, and that number should rise.
We've seen fantastic take-up from West Australians on our free flu vaccination program for the month of June. So the McGowan government has decided to extend that program.
In sport, a danger game for Fremantle this Sunday when they host the in-form Port Adelaide. Despite sitting 12th on the ladder, Dockers coach Justin Longmuir says the Power are strong in the midfield.
Their win-loss wasn't where they wanted it, but I think they've won 7 of their last 9 games. Their contest and work around the ball to really pressure the opposition has been first class.
And an empty grandstand has collapsed as rain delays day 2 of the first cricket test between Australia and Sri Lanka in Gaul.
Listener.